Yo.
Good morning to you today, man. We got my boy here today. First and foremost, I want to say welcome to the BBK podcast, everybody listening right now. Today, we got a good episode. I got the Brody in here, man. The marketing guru, my boy Casey, he in the building today, man.
What up, what up?
You know, so, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about some things here today that I say it's like not, we ain't going to go too off topic that we usually do. Like, we're going to talk about some, you know, marketing stuff. Like, you know, for anybody listening out there that's a podcaster, artist in any way, rapper, you know, it just ways to pretty much get you exposure, things like that, things of that nature. Like, I'm going to have Casey, like, explain some of that for y'all today. And then we're going to get into some other shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to end up tying that into another huge conversation that I think everybody need to have it and just be real just about like the effects that social media has had on like everything. All right, a lot, everything. But before we get into that though, I do want to say that I did release an episode a few days ago that I did indeed take down. I took it down just based upon some feedback that I had got back from it, you know. Some things were said that there were some people that didn't like it. And I mean, like, friends of mine. Like, I had a couple friends, like, to let Asia Mike take this down type of thing. So, look, like, it's down. It's going to get edited perfectly fine. And then I would say eventually I'll probably re-release it. But enough of that. We don't want to worry about it. We don't want to dwell in the past and bring shit down. Like I said, we got my boy Casey in here today, bro. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, man. You already know me. I was already up early, getting the work done, just monitoring the results, man.
Same old. See, look, the man working while doing the podcast open right now. I just want y'all to understand that. You know what I'm saying? I said marketing guru. So I said, let's just get right into it, bro. Let me ask you, as you know, like I said, I call you the marketing guru. Based upon things we talk about, you tell me how your numbers is and shit like that. I want to say, what are some things you think a lot of people could benefit from like getting a marketing, like, I don't say a marketing team, but going into marketing to expand like their brand or whatever they have?
Well, you know, this can benefit every person in any way based on exactly what they want. Okay. Like, there's no limit to why you shouldn't get a marketer, you know, whether you're a rapper, whether you a dancer, whether you a golf player, whether you want to make your own clothing brand. We market everything. And the reason why you want one is so you're just not blindly spending money trying to get people to, you know, interact with your brand. Right. You get the marketer, that will let you know right away. Oh, you want to sell this shirt? Boom. Okay. I'm going to set you up on Instagram to do this. Whoop, 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 this money, this budget, this bid, this and that.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure, like, of course, with marketing, you see results. I know there's people out there who feel as though they're not big enough to have a marketing like team yet. Do you think there's like a certain amount of like followers or like a certain amount of traction that someone should have before they reach out to get one?
No. First of all, you don't need a team. You need one person.
Okay.
You don't need a team of marketers. You need one efficient marketer who could handle all your stuff. Too many hands will just make things get muddled up and you wouldn't know where your money's being allocated. If you have one very good marketer, they will be able to handle everything you need. When it comes to pricing, I would say the benchmark, well, it depends on what the person is trying to do, but there really is no minimum limit to start trying to market. You can start with $100 for Christ's sake, because the platforms itself will then do the campaigns based on your total budget being $100. Will the results be super good? You know, only testing will be able to tell that, but you can start with as low as you want.
Okay, so make sure how much would it for if those that are listening to want to book you, right?
Oh,
go ahead. Give, I just want to hear the ranges.
Yes, well, just to talk to me about marketing advice is $250 for an hour. If you want me for an hour, yes. If you want to speak to me or you want my expertise or like advice on your campaigns or what you have in, that's $250. If you want me to work with you, that's a whole different conversation. You know, because it can range from maybe 500 to 2,000, depending on what the client wants.
No, okay,
you know?
Now break that down. Is that when you say 500 to 2,000, is that, what do we say, like a month, for a week?
That's a month.
Okay. God damn, man, that's a lot of money, bro.
These people
But the thing is, though, I know you produce results, though.
And they have money, too.
Facts.
These people have money. That's the big misconception that I think a lot of people don't realize, is that there are people out there that want to throw their money at people because they don't want to do the work.
That's true. That's true. Because to me, I don't want to say marketing is a lot, but I think it is more detailed than what people think it is.
Oh, yeah. You can waste your client's budget in a day if you don't know what you're doing.
See? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I think a lot of people don't. I think that's the fear. I also think the fear of, there's been stories where, like, oh, yeah, I got this marketing team, and somebody's just like, oh, I got bled dry with no results. Have you ever had a situation like that where somebody tried to say that about you?
No, because I communicate with them very well, and I'm very transparent, and let them know if they don't have a future in this field. So they save their money.
Okay.
So you can see it miles away if you're a good marketer. If you're just expending the budget like most agencies do because they don't care, they just want the retainer, then yeah, they're going to leave you like that. But if you come to me, or like, let's say, like I said, if they get their own marketer, you know, that person's whole reputation is based on what they do for you.
Okay.
In my opinion. But I can't speak for others, but that's how I handle those things. So I never really had situations like that, because I understand money doesn't grow on trees, and the last thing I would want is for the client to do exactly what you just said.
Right. Like I said, because I've seen it. You know, you see like little Instagram posts and shit like that. That's how I was like, I wonder if like that was a thing that, you know, does happen often. Now let's switch gears. You know, so we got the formal shit out the way. You know, I'm like, what the fuck is, like, it's regular. It's not. I'm not interviewing a guy. I just want to give everybody like a chance to hear from, you know what I mean, somebody who's in marketing that could benefit those that are listening and shit like that. So let's get into it, bro. Now, I need you to tell me real shit. As marketing, so you deal with social media a lot, of course. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Everything. Everything under the sun, yeah.
Right, you deal with it. Now knowing that, right? So as that is part of your job. Now, as you, outside the job, because you as the person, right? How have you seen social media impact those around us?
Well, I think it always says something that a marketing director for a company only has one social media.
Which you do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And from what I see from social media is just, honestly, from a grand scale point of things, it's not even 50 years old, if you really think about it. And the amount of change that it has done to the earth is ridiculous.
It is.
It honestly changes the perception and reality for all of the individuals that are on these platforms. You know, you have people that, let's talk about Twitter, because that's the new hot topic. You have these people that literally are addicted to tweeting as if, oh, I have to put a tweet because I'm angry right now. And it's like so crazy because they don't even realize how connected and subconsciously they are just attached to these platforms. You know, I had to literally tell my younger brothers to stay off of Instagram, especially because at the age that they're at, you know, it's like 13 and 16, 17, very impressionable, because all they would see is men that would make them feel inferior when that's not even the case, you know?
Right.
It's just the way how social media is and the perception, and yeah, it's good. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of benefits that can come from it, you know, but there's a lot of negative as well, too.
I'm going to say this real quick. I just wonder if you agree with me on this one, right? So I always see how they're always like, I see people who always say like, hey, it's crap. They say they're glad they grew up in the era where like it was okay to go outside and go play with your friends and shit. And we could say we grew up in that. I'll say that we definitely grew up in the era where like social media wasn't as big and we spent majority of the time outside.
Yes. It was just starting.
Right. It was just starting around that time. Right around that time. I agree with that statement. I love that I grew up in that one, but I also understand why these kids are not going outside. And what I mean by that is, it's too much wild shit going on for them to go outside. You get what I'm saying? Like, you hear about these killings.
See, it's interesting you say that.
But it was, and it's I'm only saying that because, like, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate because I definitely agree. I truly believe that kids need to be outside and off their
phones. No. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So you think that when there was no social media, the crime wasn't the same level, or is it just because we now have access to see the crimes?
The second one. Because I'm
that's what scares them because now they see it.
Right, and I think that's what kind of, and I'm not just saying like, oh, we shouldn't let the kids be warned what's out there, but it's just like we're low key taking it away from them instead of like having them being active, and that's why you have more people who don't know how to make friends.
Yes,
because they grew up in the tent where it's like, oh, here's a little tablet, you know, go do your thing, you know what I'm saying, or your shit. But it's like, nah, you have to be able to have those people skills. And that's one thing I think that we gained that they didn't off of social media. Because, man, you know, maybe you talk about how much social media has changed
the world.
We'll get into that a little more. But, yeah, so like I said, I do agree with your point of I think it's the fact that the crimes aren't different. It's just
displayed in your face.
Right. Because you get on Twitter, and I said this before, and I love Twitter. I ain't gonna lie. I love Twitter. Everybody knows me. I have gotten at least 8 to 10 Twitter accounts banned based upon tweets. But I got my main one back, so we're good. But everybody knows, like I said, I love Twitter. But it's like, I told somebody that Twitter's good because Twitter's even better than the news. And I was like, I thought about that. That's the saddest shit to say. But Twitter's better than the fucking news. The reason why is the moment shit happens, it's on Twitter. Like, I remember back in the day where if like you on a news channel, it's like breaking news. 2 men just robbed the bank. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. Now you hear about a mass shooting. That shit's not even displayed on your TV, but it's displayed on social media though.
Yep. Right in front of your face, right on your phone, every day, constantly making you afraid that you're gonna go outside and get clipped when that's not the case.
Facts. Now, so we already talked about how that it shaped the kids, and I won't go through one by one, crazy enough, one by one. How do you feel social media has changed men?
Has changed men,
yeah.
Well, social media, I could say the impact for men. Man, I'm thinking like, where do I even start with this, you know?
Because it's bad for us, so I can tell you that now.
No, it's good and bad for everyone. I don't think it's just men and women, but we could just focus on men for now. Because it's definitely, it's a collective thing, you know.
For sure.
But if we're just talking about men, I would say that social media, you know, it made it possible, you know, for men to be able to see more options, we could say. Because obviously that's the only reason why men would really be on there, unless it's their passion. Like, if they're actually, like, using the platforms for their business.
Yeah.
You know, so they're able to see all these, you know, women and things like that. But this is why I say it kind of correlates to both parties because, mm-hmm. you know, think about it. Before there was social media, you only see Floyd on TV, maybe a little bit of YouTube, you know.
Right.
Now you got men are able to, you know, like let's say the regular average Joe from the slums, you know, he buys a fake Cuban link, he can go right on there and, you know, flex and make it look like he has these things and put a facade and like make his own reality in these platforms, you know? So I think in a way it makes most men think that they're more than what they actually are.
So you think would you say that that's a bad thing?
To an extent, yeah. It depends because if, you know, if you, like, for example, this podcast, you know, if you, you know, BBK, you're going to be the greatest one and you're carrying that energy, then that's good. So right. In a way, that is good, you know. So I say it's based on case by case, but majority bad.
Yeah, I can say because for men, I see a lot, I don't know, you see a lot, it's probably like a motherfucker that you know who are flexing, like, this man is not like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, I've always said that for all parties, I think social media gave niggas, you know how you go you in high school, like you had a motherfucker who was like a nerd the whole time, little nerd motherfucker. Then he goes to college and he's able to rebrand because nobody knows him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what social media has done for everybody. I think social media has gave it a way for somebody to rebrand themselves and to hide who they really are.
And yeah, that's true.
The reason being is because I know, like, there's a street where there's a person I knew, and I don't want to, I'm trying to pick my words carefully because I don't want to say like I'm going into life. But, like, I knew they weren't the greatest at what they were trying to portray on social media. I knew what they were doing on social media was a pump fake because they're who they really are off of.
Oh, trust me, I have stories for that too. I have seen firsthand where, like, you know, I wouldn't drop any names as well too, but people I knew in the past would be like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with so and so because on their Instagram, you know, they have chains, cars, always traveling, air quotes, I'm doing right now. Right. And then the person hit me up later and was saying how the person didn't even have their own apartment, didn't have credit, was still living with their mom, just proving that, like, yeah, you can throw whatever you want on Instagram, but the reality is you a broke motherfucker.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, social media gave him a big-ass side from the pump fake, bro.
That's what I'm saying,
It gave him a huge – I'm just saying, like, it's negative. So, and I'm going to say this right. I know bro's a touchy subject. Again, I don't know much about this guy. But Andrew Tate got on a fucking podcast, and he just exploded, right? Mm-hmm. He exploded. I'm not gonna say I'm not too familiar with his shit. I don't watch any of his videos. Some clips I have seen of him, it's like, oh, I understand why. Like, it's like, for me, I understand why people don't like him. But then I also understand why people do like him. Me personally, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Nothing that he says, like, it answer to me, like, nothing that he says is not anything where it's like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, oh, I didn't, like, know shit like
that. No, I get it. You don't align with his ideals, so he was never in your radar.
Right. But I think a lot of people, and it's like, I get it. He is, to others, he's bad for people. But I think we all got to realize, though, is that, hey, bro, sometimes it's going to be shit that it's something that I don't like that you like.
All right.
And that's fucking normal. I was like, right now, that's normal as shit, bro. It's fucking normal.
I don't really have an opinion on him either, really. I mean, I think it's very interesting because, we were speaking about this a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. What interests me about Andrew Tate is the fact that he was able to explode so fast. I think it was just a huge social experiment, and because I understand how marketing works, because of the things he was saying and his deliverance of how he was saying it. It was selling like hotcakes because he would say things in a way that would instantly make people get a rise. That sells. And, nice. You know, and that's why, you know, the whole debacle with him and Twitter, and now he's in jail for the human trafficking and all this and that and shambles, whatever. When I just think it's crazy how everybody is looking at him when we all know there are people, and I'm not condoning or justifying any of his actions, but it's like, there are so many other people we need to take down as well, too, with him, if this is the case. Because it's like you can't pick and choose who's bad and good. It doesn't work that way.
I'm glad you bring it up here because that was one. I was part of the episode that I took down, right? Mm. We spoke about actually this. So I'll read you the shit again. I am not a defender of Andrew Tate. I don't want anybody to misconstrue that when hearing this. I am not a – I don't – you know what I'm saying? We don't align. On the line with his beliefs, right? If he did that sex trafficking shit, lock his ass up.
Correct, yeah. Absolutely.
Lock his ass up, bro. If he did that shit, lock his ass up. Now, as I explained before, Jeffrey Epstein, right? Jeffrey had a private fucking island, sex trafficking little ass kids and celebrities, politicians, government officials. We're going to that island to have sex with these kids. Right? Bill Gates went to the island 36 times.
Mm-mm-mm.
According to Bill Gates, he can't tell you why he visited the island.
The richest times. Man on the planet. Can't
richest
tell you
man
that.
On the planet. He can't tell you that. Casey, if you go somewhere once, you know why you're going, right?
Absolutely.
If you go somewhere twice, you damn sure know why you're going because now I came back.
Exactly.
So if I go, somebody go 36 fucking times, I think I know why he going.
Of course.
But I just think it's crazy how, I would say with Andrew Tate, is social media is only talking about him. And I think, to me, the education is part of the Kevin Samuel shit, too. Whereas you have these men to come out, they speak out against the social norms. That's truly what it is. They come out, speak about social norms, they give their opinion. Some motherfuckers like it, other motherfuckers don't. It just so happened that at times you got more women that don't like it versus more men. You know what I'm saying? And what kind of like shocks me with it is that I get it. So like for like the women, right? They said they didn't like his tanks. Again, I don't know. I'm not familiar with it, but I'm pretty sure there's also like some women podcasters or platforms or shit like that men don't like their tanks. But you don't see them getting trashed the way how a man, you know what I'm saying? Like on an Andrew Tate level. You don't see that.
Yeah. And there's a famous YouTuber named Pearl, and she's like a female Tate, you could say.
And everybody probably eat that shit up.
I mean, yeah, I haven't really heard other women clap back at her, because she kind of, I'm assuming because she is a woman, she like shuts them down in a way where like they kind of don't really say anything. Cause she's like, I'm a woman too, so what are you really saying? And like that negates that argument. Like,
no, so like this, right? This is what I'm saying, though. Right? This is what I'm saying. You ever seen men outrage and trying to like get somebody canceled in a way, right? Like, I don't agree with that first, but it's like, whatever.
Men do be doing that, bro.
Men, listen, they do it. How often the time are you seeing it, though? Versus, so what I'm really trying to say is this, right? Andrew Tate. The reason why bro got canceled is because women want canceled, bro. They don't like what he's saying. Right? Again, not familiar with the kid shit. If he says some nut ass shit, you know, okay, hold him accountable for it. But there are times where there are definitely women who say not things on his nature, but things that a man is not gonna like, but you're not gonna see men in uproar praise that nigga, get him out of here. Pack her the fuck up. Like I don't see that that often compared to a man getting canceled.
No, men definitely, I would say, get canceled a lot more. But I would say that I do see a lot of men try to cancel people, though. But it's only when it comes to like the dating scene, you know, kind of like even with like the Michael B. Jordan's new girlfriend, whatever, and like she's white or something, and like men are like going crazy. It'd be stuff like that. Or like Lori Harvey and stuff like that.
The Lori Harvey should be funny to me. I ain't gonna lie. Lori Harvey shit's funny.
I don't care. Whatever.
We're gonna get into that when we talk about how social media has changed women. I'm just gonna tell that now. I feel like the social media changed women. And I'm gonna go before it. Like it's like this, right? Amber Rose. Remember Amber Rose did a slut walk? Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, that's a power one. She's like owning her shit. I think social media, one thing I think social media did a great thing for women was it made them empowered or made them feel empowered. And I mean it in a disrespectful manner. I mean,
it's okay. Like, I'm going to challenge you on that comment. Okay. Because I don't agree.
I believe social media gave a lot of women the empowerment to speak up about a lot of shit that. I ain't gonna lie, like as a man, like I don't know, like they go through certain shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like it gave them the courage to like, oh, let me like speak my shit. And I ain't saying if something happens, I'm saying like it's also like regular shit, like oh, like that's what I be going through, shit like that. I think it gave them that, but I also think it hurt them in a way. And I think certain things like Amber Rose, I think she hurt it. Brittany Renner, I think she did more harm than good, and I don't think people understand. She was pushing the whole, oh yeah, go ahead, girl. Fuck being with a nigga, whoopty whoop, do all that shit. Go do you. Like, you wanna go fuck 10 niggas, go fuck 10 niggas, right? Cool. That's cool as hell. They absolutely can do that, right? But now you look at what she's saying now. Now it's a different tune. Now it's, oh, yeah, that was fun. But now, as I'm older, with a child now, you know what I'm saying, I don't have the market. People only see me for this and not for me. And it's like, well, that's because on social media, you broadcasted yourself as if you wanted just to be this the whole time. You didn't show us the real you. And that's why I think social media has done a good impact, but I think it's done a negative one as well. like we said, for all parties, kids, men, women. But give me your take on the women aspect of social media.
Well, like I said, it is a collective thing. So yeah. Like I, you know, kind of like what I'm saying. So I do have to say that it does start with the men, bro. I gotta start absolutely. Right there. It starts absolutely. With the men, because remember what I said with the men. I was like, they're putting on that fake facade on Instagram, having that ego, having that let me fly you out energy, having that, right?
Yep.
So we start right there. So all the women that now see this think, oh my goodness, like, yo, this guy's flying this girl out, flying this girl out. Let me look at what these girls are looking like. And, you know, if somebody's more attractive or has BBL or has something, then the younger women that are like, oh, I want to do the same thing, this is what they're seeing. So they're going to go, okay, so let me start taking pictures like this. Let me, like, if you, for example, when you see women that take pictures and they, you know, got the little booty poking out, they all always do the same exact pose with the little leg raised up because it makes the cheek look fatter. I'm just being serious, though.
Nah, facts, though. Facts.
Because it's like, y'all all assimilated into the same things because it's like one collective melting pot, men, women, everyone, of just people trying to look ways that they're actually not. You know, like, you don't need to take a picture with all these Cuban link tings on, you know. Baby girl, you don't need to be showing your ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not discrediting women if they want to have their fun, because I think everybody should learn about themselves.
Facts.
But you can't expect any person, you know, to, you know, like a genuine person to just want to be with someone that basically just is like looking for like the thrill of like, oh, the excitement, the chains and all this and that. So I think for women, like I said, because of how the men presented themselves, it made them think that all men are just naturally like this when that's not the case at all. And then, you know, they get lied to by these men, you know, where they be like, you know, like the example I was saying before, they be having the chains, they be having the money, they be having all this crap. And then, you know, even from us regular Joe Schmoes, sometimes, you know, I would be seeing stuff and I would even be like, damn, like, what is it like? How is this person driving like 2 hours or something? You know, and then you really start peeling it back and it's like, bro, it wasn't even rented. It was a trial drive. Like,
right.
You know, it'd be stuff like that. So the women that see that, and this is why I can't fully blame them for anything, but I do blame them for the actions after multiple mistakes. I'm going to blame you for that. But okay. I cannot blame you for getting finessed by these niggas that are making it seem like that they will take care of you. Because at the end of the day, all women want to be catered for and have a family. Deep down in the core ideology, you know, that's why you're looking at these niggas, because it's like, you have the sustainability there. You have the, you're not worrying about, am I going to have to eat tomorrow? That's, you know, that's what is innate in women. So when they're seeing this, they're like, oh yeah, let me get these dudes and let me run my game and, you know, get this insecurity and this and that. But then when you start realizing that these men don't have that or the longevity, and then the guys that really did that you was shitting on because he wasn't flexing or he wasn't really posting, he just was in his bag. Now he doesn't want you because you was out here having so much fun. And he's like, well, I was out here busting my ass trying to provide for the family. And you think I'm just going to settle after you didn't have, just have all your fun? Nah, just have your fun, sweetie, but you ain't having a family with me. And that is what kills them all the time. They don't realize that until it's too late.
And granted, again, like you said, that is literally because of the men.
Yeah, it's because of the men.
And I ain't going to say a pump fake and be like, not as accurate, though. Like, men.
It is.
I'm going to be honest. Men get on social media and they cap. That's going to sound crazy. I believe men cap on social media more than women do.
Yes, they do. 100%, bro. 100%. Women are only successful on OnlyFans because of men.
Facts. Oh, talk about it.
So, it's men. It's all men. Because
as much as we talk about how women are the biggest consumer, like, if a girl is posting her body, everybody that subscribes is more than likely a man. Now it's between the
Exactly.
Because they like, oh my God, like, did it. So it's like for I think what social media did for women, social media gave women a platform to be able to make more money.
Wow. In a way. Yeah. When it started allowing it to make money, yes.
Right. When it started allowing it.
OnlyFans took it to a whole other level. Man.
OnlyFans has just like turned it up to where they got all these different revenues. And it's like, I've even seen to where like, it's like people like, I have like on social media. that I've had on, like on my Snapchat. I've had somebody on there for, like, a couple years, make sure, right? Cool, whatever. Person was a nurse. You know, it was one girl who was a preschool teacher, right? All this shit. The moment OnlyFans started booming, now it's, oh, I got an OnlyFans. Oh, I got an OnlyFans. Folks.
Yeah, it's
you, were, you was a nurse, and then another, you was a preschool teacher.
Mm-hmm. That fast, but, quick money.
Right. To me, man, OnlyFans is the new crack, man. That's the new crack.
My opinion for OnlyFans. Remember, like I always say, you gotta blame the dangerously horny men, number one, for buying that shit. When porn is free, like, you really don't need to.
Go to Reddit, nigga.
But I say OnlyFans makes incompetent individuals successful, because let's think about it, man. You already know how hard I work, bro. I don't need to go on no fucking OnlyFans. You feel me? A person who's about their money doesn't need to go on the OnlyFans, because people don't want to talk about when OnlyFans was almost about to take away all the sex work on there, and all of the women were going crazy because they were like, oh my God, right now you got to use your skills. What skills you got?
I'm going to say, no. I don't even think I was using skills. I think it's because, you just said it though, the backbone of OnlyFans are women. Women make OnlyFans work. And I don't mean that in a sexual way. Those are the motherfuckers that's bringing in the traction to the site.
It's them. Yeah, I don't see no successful men on there.
I mean, no. I'm just saying, women made that shit pop. So now, for you to try to take that away from them, that is fucked up. Because they built you. They built you. And then now you're going to be willing to take that off. I didn't agree with it either. As much as I don't like OnlyFans, I think, like, you know, people probably shouldn't do it or whatever. I think it's not trying to say it's, like, it's degrading, because it's, like, it's whatever. You get your bag however you want to get your bag. But, you know, I think, you know, of course, as everything, it's consequences that come with it. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's consequences that come with everything.
I don't knock any person. My bag.
Yeah. No. You go. It's that direct, though. I don't knock anybody's hustle. If you want OnlyFans, hey, shorty, do you? You know what I'm saying? Do you?
Exactly. What I don't like is when they start talking trash. Like,
that's what it killed.
Oh, that's what I don't like.
I've made 80,000 in the first 3 months. Like, what's
like?
And it's like, bro, you sold your body online for a negative, whatever. We're gonna get into it.
But who are you really helping with that? Like,
look, it's still gonna get taxed the same. You make all the money, you still gonna get taxed, old D. It's just
interesting, man. It definitely made them a lot more successful, and I can't blame them, because again, it's the dangerously horny men that's buying that, and celebrities only amplified it more. I mean, Iggy Azalea, I think, dropped one like a week ago. That it just amplifies it, because, like, all it would take, bro, like, let Beyonce drop one. Oh my God,
Beyonce,
you know how many men gonna go crazy?
If Beyonce, like, you know the crazy part though is
just to look at a body, bro.
I don't think they're even posting nude on there.
I mean, I don't know, but
I don't know either.
The fact that it's mostly men. The fact that if a man is sitting here like a me, I'm standing here and I'm like, oh my goodness, Iggy Azalea dropped the OnlyFans. I'm feeling so much I have to pay to see her naked, even though I can't physically touch her or do anything. To me,
I think it's crazy too.
Yeah, that's, I think crazy, it's crazy fuck, too. Bro. It's a little like you dangerously horny, bro.
Nah, yeah, like, nigga, what's wrong with you, bro?
What's wrong with you? Yeah, like, go on Pornhub real quick and do what you gotta do. But if you're fixating over, like, bro, relax. You really are giving your money to see a body, bro?
I was saying the funniest shit ever I seen, though, right, was from somebody that had OnlyFans, right? This girl had an OnlyFans. She goes, everybody asks, what's the point of paying for porn, like, paying for, like, OnlyFans, right? What's the point of paying for that when it's free? And they go, oh, OnlyFans is, like, personal. Like, you can get I said, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
But that even dives more into what we're saying about the sick minded of the men, because, you know, we can't understand how they think because we don't be doing that. Right. But you can best believe the dangerously horny niggas that go in there and be like, yeah, let me get like some wild, raunchy feet, belly, I don't know, some wild shit, I don't know. And it's like, bro. I know, it's like the dangerously horny lames, bro. They'll go in there and probably request something and give her 2 racks. And it's like, I can't blame her getting her bag. But it's like, my man, what are you doing, my man? Like, you out here blowing. You're not even touching her, bro.
Like, and look, this is why I said I believe social media has a bigger negative effect on men than it does women. This is why. Because you see so much like mega horny shit. Oh shit, let me go subscribe to this. Oh, let me go ahead and flex with these fake ass chains I just brought off of one of these little Instagram ass fucking shits.
I think it hurts men if you want to actually try to find a healthy relationship.
I can't even challenge this man. I think it hurts men and women when it comes to that aspect.
Oh yeah, case definitely point. Both parties. Case yeah, point, for sure.
150K wedding.
Yeah, exactly. It hurts both parties, and it's crazy because the OnlyFans be hurting their own women too. I mean, there was like a tweet I seen yesterday where a girl was saying how she worked so hard, she got like a PhD, was doing all this stuff, and she was like, "And this nigga still chose this OnlyFans bitch over me." And I'm like, "It's just wild the world we live in, bro." Because it's like, you know, like Brittany said, you know, it's sweet and rainbows and sunshines when you're in your 20s, but every last woman I have seen that has been on OnlyFans, and once they hit that 29 mark, they all sing the same tune because your birth clock is ticking if you want to have a family. Some people right. don't give a fuck. And if right. you don't, by all means, do what you got to do, baby girl. Get your money. Fuck it. But the ones that want a family, eventually, you wanted a family the entire time you were doing these things. You know, it's not like one day you're just like, I want a family, you know? Like, you have to really think about these things, you know what I'm saying? Like, Britney is the prime example because no one is claiming her now. No one's trying to jack her. No one's to take her serious. And she's well aware. She's upset. But it's like, you know, it's a cool world we live in. And, you know, the dangerously horny men were giving you all that attention. You know, and again, because these were the dangerously horny men that just wanted to stick. You know, they wasn't, you know, it's like a burst of adrenaline, like, yo, I'm just, you know, lust. I'm just trying to, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you got the me's used, like the regular average old nigga, where it's like, bro, I gotta go to work, like, you know, and do this and that, and I'm starting to really build this and that. I'm not going for that. We're not going for that, where it's like, I'm gonna make you feel much better and be appeasing, like, you know, with all these other men. Nah, you know what I'm saying? We would build something. I would need foundation. I would need loyalty and shit. And the woman would expect the same thing from the man. So it's like, you know, you can't expect you're going to get a good man when you're not really trying to be a good woman. It just doesn't work that way.
For Britney, I felt, it's like, bro, like, this is the bed you made, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you made this bed right here. Now it's time to
put it in. No one forced you to do these things.
And it's like, you, and that's why, you know, I don't think you see, like, it needs to talk about Amber Rose. Amber Rose be striking out on shit. And it's like, bro, like, listen, we all about having your fun, but it's like they took it to the level of where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and fuck on this nigga, that nigga, that nigga, that nigga. I'm going to do all this shit. And listen, the niggas win for allowing them to do this shit to him. Yeah. For sure, and engaging it, and pretty much encouraging it. But it's like they did all that, and now, if you said late 20s, about to be in their 30s, I want to start a family, but no man is really giving me, like, the proper time. Or, like, yeah, really appreciating me for me and loving me for, like, me and not my body and the shit.
I
wish, and a lot of us men told him, like, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, but the men that told him that, we weren't the ones flexing all the diamonds,
exactly,
the jewels, the cars. We was just some simp-ass not flexing niggas in their view. And then when they really see, like, you know, I'm a walking example of that, man. I don't be doing none of that flexing shit. And then when they really smell a whiff of real things, they be like, wait a minute. I'd be like, no, it's too late. Like, you
right.
You made your bed well and clear. And it's like, we ain't knocking y'all for that. But women, they don't think, bro, like, have your fun. Because niggas be having their fun, too.
Facts is like, if you going to have your fun, have your fun. But my thing is, if you come with me and you still want to have your fun, I'm going to let you go have your fun. But right. I'm not one of them niggas that's like, oh, you can go have your fun and then you can spin back. Nah.
And they don't understand that, like, men, it's all about ego and pride and dominance. As soon as Amber Rose or whatever these celebrity thotties, whatever, started, like, I'm going to fuck on this guy, they don't even realize that they were making themselves an objective to, like, yo, I got to fuck Amber Rose to say that I fucked her too. Facts. They don't realize that that's how the men started thinking about them, because they're like, yo, she out here did this. Well, what? She did this. What? Oh, now I need to hit her up, because that's how those dangerously horny niggas is thinking. They like, yo, nah, do this. And then you're enabling them by giving them access to having sex with you. So it's like, you're allowing all these dangerously horny men to do this to you, and then look what happens.
And granted, the dangerously horny men, those are niggas you gotta stay away from.
Yeah, you do.
You gotta stay away from the dangerously horny men. And I'm telling you, it's a lot of dangerously horny men.
Yeah, there is. I ain't
gonna hold y'all, bro. Dangerously horny men. It's
a shit ton. And like, you know, the men, the dangerously horny men, they are good at like finessing and stuff, but I feel like women need to practice a little bit more discernment when it comes to that, because
all it does is fuck them in the end, man.
Every single time it fucks them in the end.
I'm gonna say this though. I'm gonna stand up for women with that one. And I'm gonna say this though. If a nigga coming to you telling you everything, he'll give you everything that you want, that you've been catering for. He says, I'm gonna give you everything. You probably gonna, oh, I'm gonna believe that, and that nigga truly has no plans of giving you that. That's the sad part.
But the thing is, the actions always show it though, and they still choose to say because of the sustainability.
I mean, that's true, but I'll also say that who's to say it's like okay, they don't show them that until they get together, and then it's all like at that point she already has that connection to the nigga. You get what I'm saying? Like she got that love for the nigga, shit like that. But then that's when bro really starts showing like I ain't shit.
Well, considering that most women on social media only look at the top 5% of men, I don't know. They all are like the kind of same. Yeah, I don't know. There'll be like clear enough signals where you would know. Maybe I need to be a little wary. You know, not just fully. Oh yeah, let me just believe this. Like, baby girl, let me tell you something. You ain't special until he proves it, okay? That's the one thing women do not understand. That nigga will tell you whatever the fuck he wants until he gets in those fucking pants. A real nigga is not going to really be saying much. He's going to be doing a lot of stuff to show you, like, and it's non-sexual. But because of the way social media is so sexualized and the dangerously horny men be flexing their money in strip clubs and just, yeah, I'm just going to fuck on this, and that. The women that want the sustainability probably in a way feel like, you know, I don't got no choice but to be like this if I want to fuck with him. You know, so it's crazy, man. But I just know that it's even wild for, like, bro, it's a shame that I have to, like, when I finally talk to a girl, I have to, like, vet them and see if they had OnlyFans in the past. Like, they be, like, taking that shit away. And it's, like, that's just, like, another layer that, like, oh, I don't want to deal with that shit, bro. Because the women, nah, seriously, because, like, the girls, I mean, the women that be thinking right now, you know, in their 20s, they having their fun. Fine.
Facts.
But then they don't think about when you're 30s. Your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, you know, and then once they hit that 30 mark, it hits them like a truck, like, I might die alone, no funny shit. Because people don't understand, like, you can live to 100. Do you want to be doing this until you're 100 years old? Fuck no.
I think what it is that they don't think about the long-term effects that doing whatever you do, not even just OnlyFans, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Out there doing your little, having your little fun, like, and whatever that regards with, all that is, hey, listen, it's still going to be there. And you're still going to have to deal with shit like that, even when you don't want to deal with that anymore. But it's like, hey, those are the actions that you put yourself in.
Right.
You got to understand that. Those are the actions. And so, same for the men. Men be out here honing around, doing whatever the fuck. Okay. And I always tell niggas, bro, I think it's best if you don't do that. Because you never know. Like, that one shorty who was, like, perfect for you, who you did dirty, that could have been the one. Now look at you.
Yeah, bro. I have specifically dubbed 3 different women because of that situation right there. I was like, you're not coming back after you did what you wanted to do. Like, I let you go. And that's it. You know, the grass was not greener.
I mean, I think all the good guys deal with that. They deal with somebody they used to mess with, spin back because of how good they were to them. Because, you know, you want to have your fun, so you out now.
Yeah, you better pack it up, man. You know me, man.
Pack the fuck up.
Yeah, you know me, man. I'd be like, so you trying to spin the block after he was beating your shit? Yeah, okay. I'm a man too, you know that, right? Yeah, I'm not going for that shit. We not dumb out here, bro. Come on now.
Bro, on God, though.
Maybe trying to spin the block back. Like, bro, you know how many times, like, somebody would maybe, like, And this, you know, this happens on both sides of the party. Like, they would spin the block back and then immediately try to offer pussy. Like, that's something that I want. And I'm like, right. And that, it crushes them every time. Because it's like, bro, I don't care about that shit. Like, when you are, when I, my aspirations are much bigger than you just trying to give me some fucking pussy. Especially when it's freshly fucked. You think I'm stupid?
I'm going to say this, though. I think that's because I guarantee you,
the dangerously horny men?
Yeah, they dealt with the fucking.
That's all they deal with. And that's what I'm saying. When they see a real good nigga that denies it, because he's like, bro, like, I could fuck anybody, you feel me? But it's like something more. You know, you need something more. And that, it crushes them all the time, bro, because then they realize that shit, that does not work on somebody who's trying to secure their future. You know? You should have caught a nigga in college. Like... You know, not all of us men be out here trying to be clowns. I have a family that dead ass needs me. Like,
facts.
If I die, I think the legacy is fucked. Like, that's dead ass how I think. Nah, I'm so serious, though. Like,
that's how it be sometimes, though. Like, I ain't gonna lie. We know about the dynamics that niggas deal with. Niggas ain't about to just be dealing with anything.
Exactly. So you think I'm gonna waste my time when I'm trying to court you? And it always goes like this, you know? You try to court somebody, show them you a gentleman, do this and that. They might be like, ah, he a simp or he a little boring, this and that. Okay. She go with the dangerously horny nigga. She get that thrill for like 3 months, realize this nigga's really not shit. Try to spin the block back. Then you realize there's a demon that was there, but the demon you never seen because the nigga was trying to treat you how you should be treated and court you. But you try to disrespect his manhood coming back thinking that you can just pop in, and when you get packed up, they don't know how to act. I never seen this side of you. Well, I deserve respect too, you know, and I'm not saying this personally from my point of view, but it's like, you got to really understand that, like, you can't be out here doing your dirt, and this for men and women, and then trying to go back to your gem, like they going to fuck with it. Well, if they know their self-worth and they know their value, they're going to look at you and give you that deuces and be like, yo, guess what? Now you're going to live the rest of your days and hold this L and get dropped off and not have nobody. See, like that, I mean, that's a bigger L than anything.
And that's usually what happens.
Of course it does.
On both cases. On the men's side and the woman's side.
Of course.
You got both. Men who had, like I said, had a good woman and he do her show dirty.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay. Hey, please. You know, yeah, of course, you know, we know that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and for women, like, I've personally experienced it with women to where, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit was said, well, I ain't gonna get too deep into it, but yeah, whatever. It's funny to see, though. It's funny to see, and I'm not gonna sit here and be like, it's not, I don't know, what's the word? I won't use the right word. Like, it's funny to see, but it's also, like, rewarding to know that, like, oh yeah, I was really a stand-up-ass nigga in the situation, and you know, you can tell by somebody trying to spin back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because when the shit ends, like, it does make you feel like, damn, like.
Look, damn, was it me? Is it?
Yeah, exactly. Shit? Like, but then
when they fun and they spin back, it's like, no, sweetheart, no, we're good. Goodbye.
Nah, exactly. Like, I think it says a lot that, like, my mom did be like, I have to pray for my son with these modern women because, like, older women I speak to can't comprehend how women our age just act. My grandma and my mom do not understand anything. They'd be like, I just don't understand how these women are operating. And yeah, man, if I'm hearing older women literally saying to these younger women that, like, I need to stop this because it's just going to bite you later. And then it's bad as a whole, man. It's not good. It is not good.
But no, so like I said, man, this was a good one. We got to, I'm gonna wrap things up right here, bro. This was to me, this is like your first time on. I had no, you know what I'm saying? It was no fear, no nerves. She's like, it's whatever, bro. You know what I'm saying? She's just like regular talk with you, bro. It was nice to have you on here with us today.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
If you want to give out any of your socials or how, you know what I'm saying, if anybody need any marketing, you know, advice or whatever, want to talk to bro to have him deal with it. You know, go ahead and give them out, like, your socials or ways to, like, you know what I'm saying, contact you. Strictly about business, of course.
Of course. You know, I would direct everyone to my LinkedIn. You can look it up, Casey Maples, marketing director. And if you need any business inquiries, holler at me and we can get it started. And if you don't want to go on LinkedIn, because if you don't have that or whatever, I have a Twitter and the at is Spirit of Bravery. You know, I'll be in there too. All it takes is a quick DM and we can get started on your product, whatever it is.
That's a bet, bro. So that being said, man, we can go ahead and see you out of here. Like I said, guys, well, I didn't say it earlier because the episode's now down, but I am trying to push out 10 episodes for the next 2 months, meaning an episode a week. Since this one, the one I put out already has been taken away, this one will be dropped in its place, and then eventually I said that next one will be put back up. But man, until then, man, I'm going to see y'all later, bro. I'm out of here.